Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, May 27, 2020 is Australasian Antarctic Expedition. The Australasian Antarctic Expedition was a 1911-1914 expedition headed by Douglas Mawson that explored the largely uncharted Antarctic coast due south of Australia. Mawson had been inspired to lead his own venture by his experiences on Ernest Shackleton's Nimrod expedition in 1907 to 1909. During its time in Antarctica, the expedition's sledging parties covered around 2,600 miles, 4,180 kilometers, of unexplored territory, while its ship, Cy Aurora, navigated 1,800 miles, 2,900 kilometers, of unmapped coastline. Scientific activities included meteorological measurements, magnetic observations, an expansive oceanographic program, and the collection of many biological and geological samples, including the discovery of the first meteorite found in Antarctica. The expedition was the first to establish and maintain wireless contact between Antarctica and Australia. Another planned innovation, the use of an aircraft, was thwarted by an accident before the expedition sailed. The plane's fuselage was adapted to form a motorized sledge or air tractor, but it proved to be of very limited use. The expedition was organized into three bases, one on the sub-Antarctic Macquarie Island and two on the Antarctic mainland. The main base, under Mawson's command, was set up at Cape Denison, about 300 miles, 480 kilometers, west of Cape Adare, and a western base under Frank Wild was established on the Shackleton Ice Shelf, more than 1,500 miles, 2,410 kilometers, west of Cape Denison. Activities at both mainland bases were hampered by extreme winds, which often made outside work impossible. The expedition was marred by the deaths of two members during an attempt to reach Oates Land: Belgrave Edward Ninnis, who fell into a crevasse, and Xavier Mertz, who died on the harrowing return journey. Mawson, their sledging partner, was then forced to make an arduous solo trek back to base. He missed the ship, and had to spend an extra year at Cape Denison, along with a relief party of six. This sojourn was made difficult by the mental breakdown of Sidney Jeff Rice, the wireless operator. When Mawson returned from Antarctica, he was given a hero's welcome and received many honors, including a knighthood. The scientific studies provided copious, detailed data which took 30 years to completely publish, and the expedition's broad exploration program laid the groundwork for Australia's later territorial claims in Antarctica. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:33 UTC on Wednesday, May 27, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Australasian Antarctic Expedition. This podcast is produced by Abulsmi Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abulsmi Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.